Okay, so it looks like that most of the guys are going to be back and try to practice today. So we'll see what they can do, and then we'll make some decisions after that. The only guy who looks like he's going to be doubtful is Moriaki. And so if he continues to be doubtful, then his chances of playing on Sunday are not very good. So we'll have to deal with that and work around that. But yesterday we worked inside, and you know, they were decent, and so back inside again today and see what that looks like, and then Sunday we'll be here before we know it, and then we'll be playing the game and go from there. But that's what I got today.
Albert?
He's going to try to do something. We'll see what he can do.
All this flu stuff is past?
Or? I don't know if it's past. Yeah, I don't know if it's past, but the guys who've had it are back in the building, and then no new guys went out today. So that's that was good.
Don't wait for Sunday.
Yeah, exactly, you know, because, yeah, it just seems to prop up, you know, just crop up when it comes. So hopefully it's over with, and hopefully it doesn't happen on Sunday.
Go ahead. How much time do you spend looking at the injury report for the other team during
the move? Not too much. I mean, because I know that everybody has issues. You look to see who did not practice. And if a guy doesn't practice all week, then his chances of playing are not very good, basically. So, and still, that's no guarantee that he will not play, you know, because, like I say, veterans, you give them the benefit of the doubt, and you have to trust those guys a little bit. So you just go with your gut feeling in those situations.
You don't listen for other media reports to see what they're asking about the players?
You?
No.
As far as who's hurt, who's not?
No, I really don't. Because I think everybody tries to be somewhat generic, you know, on their responses. And so, like you say, did they practice or didn't they practice? That's the big thing.
Two tight end questions. One, Moriaki, after he took that hit, he played, though. He went because he was on that goal line.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, this just kind of was something that kind of got worse as days went on after the game? Or
yeah. I mean, you know, sometimes hits to the head do not incapacitate you right away. You know, sometimes they come on you later, and I think that was the case here.
And so at tight end, you only got one. If he can't go, are you going to have to bring a guy up or
we have
play?
One. Yes, we have one who has been playing the position. We will investigate our alternatives to try to determine what we need to do.
Which includes a practice squad move?
Not necessarily.
A kid like DeMarco?
Yeah, it could be DeMarco. It could be an offensive lineman. It could be a different offensive set. You know, there are a couple different ways that you can work to try to compensate for the loss of a player.
Romeo, what have you seen from Andrew Luck on tape?
Oh, well, he's a big, strong kid. He's a competitive kid. Has a good arm. He can get out of trouble with his feet. You know, it's surprising. Sometimes he pulls the ball down, and he ends up gaining a lot of yards running the ball, even though he doesn't want to run it, you know, but he can run it. So that adds another dimension that you have to defend. But the arm strength and the arm and the fact that he tries to get the ball down the field and can get the ball down the field when he's on the move, sometimes he's under duress and still can get the ball down the field to his receivers.
And what's impressed you about Bruce Arians and kind of the situation that he got put into?
Well, see, I've known Bruce a long time and have coached against Bruce, and I know that he's a very good football coach. And for him to go into that situation and take it over like he's done, I think that says a lot about him, about his organization, about his leadership. You know, it's a tough situation there when the head coach goes down and you have to step up early in the year, and to be able to do what he's done, I think that's a credit to him.
All right. Thank you.